Good morning.
Good morning.
For the tape, this is Sunday morning, and it's March 7th, 2010. We're here at the Big Country Intergroup Retreat in, Looters? Looters, Texas. I need a teacher around me. Anyway, we're in Looters, Texas, and we've been having a great weekend. Have y'all been having a good time?
Yay.
Well, say, hey!
Yay!
Wanda said she wanted me to say that. That's a Cajun yell for y'all that don't know what that is. So let's practice.
Hey!
Okay, so when you're having a really good time, that's we holler that, okay? And we have a good time a lot of times, so we holler that a lot. I did get a good night's sleep last night, did y'all?
Yes.
I didn't talk to y'all all night, so I don't, if y'all heard me well, that came from your own mind, okay? Today is Sunday, and it's time to go back home. And before I get started, I want to talk about reentry. It's very difficult for some of us to re-enter back into the life that we left before we came here to the Spiritual Pact weekend. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful around the food. We have to be very careful around the people that we live with. They have not been here. They have not heard the things we have heard. They have not experienced the things that we have experienced. When you go home, just ask, how was your weekend? Don't go home blaring all out what you heard because they won't understand. Just say, how was your weekend? And leave it at that. And then later, after you settle down and all, you'll be able to kind of go into more about what happened. Remember, I'm here as a channel. I'm a spiritual channel. And each one of us are channels. This program was channeled to Bill through many sources, and he brought it to Dr. Bob. And so AA channeled all that information to Overeaters Anonymous and many other 12-step programs. But we're the recipients of the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. And for that, I'm very grateful. I know today that I'm awake to enjoy each morsel of life rather than the crumbs on a plate. Service is the heart of my recovery, and my heart is always into service. Remember, I'm powered by gas. What is it?
God
abstinence,
service.
And service. Okay? But as I opened my heart to other OA members, I found acceptance. I found a sense of belonging. I found unity with other compulsive overeaters. And I found something that satisfied me in a way food never could and never will. And I'm grateful for that. And when I was a young girl, I shared this before, that my mom used to tell me in some situations that I was never going to amount to nothing. So that really, really affected me. And a lot of times I could not believe the worth that people saw in me, okay? But I had to start seeing it for myself, or it didn't matter how much...